Good morning, Rebos. I hope everyone's well. We've been talking a little bit the past few days by way of trying to gain perspective and frame what we've been learning in Shari Tshuva Ben Yonah about the balance in a person's life, which the complementarity presence of Yira and create. So a very classical expression of that is in the Kuzari. There's a famous passage in Rabbi Halevi in the Kuzari. It's in Maimer Sheni, Os paragraph Nun, Os Nun. So I'm jumping around a little bit in what I'm reading. Hatorah Elokis. So this is the Chaver speaking to the king. Hatorah Elokis, the divine Torah, Lohe Evidasnu Besigufim, didn't impose upon us asceticism. Ki im limdasnu es hamida hanochona, it rather taught us the appropriate balance, b'tzavosa aleinu, in commanding us, lo seis l'chol koach mikochos hanefesh v'haguf es hachelek hamagia lo b'tzedek, to allocate, to apportion to each faculty of the body and the soul its appropriate shear, its appropriate portion. Without creating an imbalance by catering to one koach, to one faculty of the other. And then he writes as follows. Again, I'm skipping. Klolo Sheldova. Listen to this remarkable statement from Yehuda Halevi. Klolo Sheldova. Shlosh Shehem Yesodos Avodos HaLokal Pitar Asenu. There are three Yesodos. There are three fundamental principles in Avodas Hashem: Hayira, V'ho'ahava, V'hasimcha. A person has to have Yiras Hashem, a person has to have Avas Hashem, and a person has to have Simcha in a life of Avodas Hashem. Hiskariv el alokecha b'chol achas me'ela. Come close to your God with each of these. V'ochein, and the remarkable passage continues. V'ochein, indeed, b'chni'oscha b'imei hatainus, your submissiveness on fast days as ordained, b'chni'oscha, through your submissiveness on these ordained fast days, lo tikrav el ha'eloka yos. You're not going to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me'asher b'simchoscha b'shabosos v'yomim tovim. The hachna'a, the submissiveness a person feels, should feel, on the ordained fast days is no more of an instrument, v'kiras elokim, than simcha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. I did with the following clause, im simchascha zo ba'a mitoch machshava v'kavana. It can't be a superficial type of simcha. It has to be a simcha which emerges from, which results from thought. Now, every line is just so so remarkable. Ki kishem shahatachanunim tzrichim machshava v'kavana. The same way when one davens. So the words alone, if not infused with, if not permeated by kavana, concentration and focus and intent. So what was it? They're hollow. They're empty shells. Kach gam hasimcha, an amazing equation. Kach gam hasimcha b'dvar ha'eloka. B'dvar ha'eloka presumably means Talmud Torah. U'b'mitzvaso tzricha machshava v'kavona. L'man tismach b'mitzvah atzma, so that for the simcha to be a spiritual experience. L'man tismach b'mitzvah atzma mitoch ahavoscha l'metzav ve'oleha v'takir ma ma'od heitiv l'chobah. With machshava, with prior reflection, so then the simchas ha-mitzvah that a person experiences is not something sort of superficial. You know, it's not, you know, what's not to be happy with latkes and jelly donuts? No, I mean, like how can you not rejoice as long as the recipe for the latkes was the right one, and if you have your choice between the jelly and the custard donuts, you know what's not to rejoice? So says Rabbi Yehuda Levi, no, leman tismach b'mitzvah atzma mitocha havoscha l'metzav aleha v'tak yemam od heitiv l'cha ba. U'ke'ilu bosa l'beso k'koru el shulchano u'man amav. Imagine the following. Let's say imagine as, I don't know, someone you, I don't know, that the someone that you always idolized and you always dream of meeting. And then you get the chance to meet him. So because of the meaningfulness of this, that's what generates the simcha. The simcha is not just sort of a superficial reaction to the, you know, to the trappings of the meeting. No, it's because of what the meeting means to you, represents. Imagine a person, I don't know, let's say he wants to go into medicine and he wants to go into a certain field. And he wants to study under the leading figure in one area of neurology or cardiology or whatever the case may be. And then he gets that opportunity. He gets to be a resident and to train under this leading preeminent doctor. So it's the prior machshava of what this opportunity means, which then generates the simcha that the person has. So the simcha is not going to be, oh, you know, I think I look really good in those surgical scrubs, and it's not going to be a superficial simcha, but it's going to be again because of the understanding of what this opportunity means. That's what's going to generate the simcha. Mitoch ahavoscha leman tismach b'mitzvah atzma, rereading here for a moment. Leman tismach b'mitzvah atzma, mitoch ahavoscha l'metzav ve'oleha, so that you'll have, Rabbi Yehuda Levi says, the simcha will be, again, not about anything incidental, superficial, but about the mitzvah itself. V'takir, and you'll recognize Mama Od Heitiv L'chava. You'll recognize what an incredible benefaction this is. What an incredible blessing every mitzvah is. As though you were invited to be a ben bayis, as though you were invited to be a house guest and to dine at his table. And that will then result with tain shavach al kach beficho uvilibecha. It captures very beautifully. These lines in the Kuzari capture very beautifully the balance that we need to cultivate and maintain in our lives, but between, again, rereading one of the previous sentences about Shloshahim Yisodos Avodos Halok Al Pi Torasenu, the three fundamental principles. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll resume around 12:45 with Pesachim. Okay, everyone should have a very good, productive morning. Be well, be safe, Bezos Hashem.